biggest thing you've noticed just a couple of days with these guys, Tommy, working with them for a couple of days?
Well, they're an energetic group, talented group. I think over time they can be something special.
What have you seen so far, film-wise and limited, of why this team is not getting to the quarterback this year, Tommy?
Well, I mean, they had a reputation of getting up the field and going after the quarterback. People kept a few more people in, maybe one guy, and they've gotten a little more solid protection. And then the coverage isn't tight, said sometimes. So it's just been a kind of an inconsistency.
Why did you agree to come back, and what is beyond this year for you?
I don't know. I don't know what's beyond this day. I agreed to come back because I'm a coach, first of all, and Andy wanted my help, and so whatever Andy wants, I'll give Andy whatever. Let me say this, though. For the past 7 years, I've always been under contract with the Eagles, and I've always acted in a consulting capacity, and I'm always in touch with Andy.
Did you want to get back into coaching? I mean, were you looking for
it? I wasn't looking for it necessarily, but Andy wanted me to, and it's a great opportunity. And like I said, I'm a coach, and I'm taking advantage of an opportunity.
How did it come about? When did he call you? What did he say?
He called me and said that he was going to make a change and wanted me to come coach the Lions.
And you were finger snap, I'll do it, or did you have to mull this? Or?
No.
Where were you?
In Seattle, in the bed.
Were you surprised to get a call when he called?
Yeah, I was. But, I mean, it wasn't something we had talked about, but I was kind of surprised, but I wasn't sorry. And I told Andy that I'd have to talk it over with my wife, but I really didn't because she's been a coach's wife for 51 years, and she's one of the best.
Was it like riding a bike in some ways when you came back Wednesday to get started?
Well, it kind of was, yeah. I mean, I can say it's kind of like riding a bike, but there is a groove that you get day after day, week after week, year after year, that I had lost. But, you know, it's kind of like reconditioning an athlete.
So much of the rest of the season is about helping these younger players, particularly on the defensive line. Do you think you have a lot to improve with those guys, Brandon Graham, Vinny Curry?
Definitely. I think there's a lot of room to improve, but I'm the kind of guy that thinks everybody can improve. I don't care how long they've been playing. I don't think the improving process and the developmental process ever ends.
Some of the guys were saying yesterday that you have them doing more read and react than what.
Not, I don't have them doing any read and react.
Okay.
It's react off of the first step.
Okay. Do you wonder about the difference this Sunday, trying to change something like that in the middle of the season? Is it going to be pretty this Sunday?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't answer that. I really don't know.
Have you ever been in a situation like this?
No.
Okay.
How do you break the ice in a situation like this?
Well, when I came in on Monday, we called each player and I asked them to come in, and I met with them individually just to get acquainted with them so that when they came to work on Wednesday, they didn't wonder who the coach was and all of that stuff. We sat down, we had a conversation, and then broke the ice, and then Wednesday everything was ready to go.
What'd I
tell them?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really have a speech, a program speech. I just sat them down and got acquainted with them.
Tom, they drafted Fletcher Cox, and they talked about how much he was kind of a wide nine type of tackle, perfect for the scheme. Obviously, you're not going to do that on every down anymore. What do you see in him? Can you play the scheme that you're going to teach? And
oh, yeah.
Can he still be full capacity? And
he can play any scheme. I mean, he's a big, quick guy. He can play the 3-4. He can play the scheme I'm teaching. He can play the scheme anybody teaches. He's got that much physical ability.